the mission of the new bureau is to lead the department in the U.S. government's effort to counter terrorism abroad and to secure the U.S. against foreign terrorist threats. And we'll have a number of concrete responsibilities in coordination with the department leadership and the national security staff over at the White House and other government agencies. We will develop and implement counterterrorism strategies, policies, operations, programs that aim at disrupting and defeating the networks that support terrorism. It's important to note that we'll lead in U.S. counterterrorism diplomacy. We're going to have a particular focus on countering violent extremism, that's countering the ideology and the propaganda, and also working to build the capacity of partner nations because the better they are at their job, the safer we'll be.
When you say operations, though, I think of CIA and drone strikes and that kind of thing in counterterrorism. Is that what you mean?
We don't do anything kinetic, of course. We are involved in everything that goes on. It's a very much a whole-of-government activity, while we may not execute operations. But we also are involved in discussing with our interagency partners things that need to be done and the diplomatic side of what's going on. So, you know, we work very closely together.
And how did the department, or I should say, how did the office get stood up? Where did you get your people? How did this whole process work?
Well, of course, there's been an office of the coordinator for counterterrorism for about 30 years. And this new bureau is essentially the upgrading of that office. So we already had a significant staff of, I think, about 120 people, and I've been running this office for more than 2.5 years. And in terms of the immediate changes, there are no big shifts in terms of staffing or funding. In fact, we're trying very hard to be good stewards of the public purse, and we're doing this essentially within what we had. And many of these things we were already doing, but it made a lot of sense to turn this operation into a bureau. We were already the size of a small bureau, and it was important that the State Department recognize that counterterrorism is one of the premier threats of our time and will continue to be for a long time. And Secretary Clinton has been very vocal about her determination to counter violent extremism and to build capacity and partners. So this was part of her vision of how to renovate the State Department for the 21st century.
Now, in carving out this new role for the upgraded bureau, will you be having memoranda of understanding, say, negotiated with DHS and other agencies, as some side-by-side agencies have done in other parts of government?
I don't think we need any MOUs or anything. We have a very close working relationship with DHS, with DOJ, with all the other agencies in this space. And there are no particular issues that I think need to be resolved by an MOU. We work through things as we need to. This is not an effort to in any way crowd them, but because of the foreign policy equities involved in a lot of homeland security efforts that deal with foreign partners, whether, you know, for example, securing aviation against terrorist threats. We have been working together all along, and we will continue to work together.
We're speaking with Ambassador Daniel Benjamin, coordinator for counterterrorism at the State Department. And earlier we were talking about operations, and you said, of course, you're not a kinetic agency. And in the context of what Mrs. Clinton talks about with respect to smart power, what are some of the operations that you do conduct, and are there things that people can see and hear about?
Success comes more slowly in the work that we do, for the most part, because when we're doing programming to work with different countries around the world, of course, that's a multi-year effort. You won't see the kind of drama that we saw, for example, in the Somalia hostage rescue, but you will see, we hope, a slow and steady improvement in the capabilities of countries in both, let's say, Northwest Africa and the Horn of Africa or Southeast Asia, any number of other places that are doing a better job to secure their populations against this threat. Some things that we have done that I think are worth noting, we have created a new organization, international organization, that has brought together 29 countries and the European Union to work collaboratively to identify identify key issues and identify solutions and mobilize the resources. And this is called the Global Counterterrorism Forum, and Secretary Clinton launched that last September with her Turkish counterpart and several dozen other foreign ministers and senior officials. And this is an undertaking that we're very pleased with. It's already put some points on the board. We have identified $100 million worth of programming from all the different partners to promote the rule of law in countries that are transitioning away from what was called emergency law, which was when essentially Interior Ministry security services were fairly repressive in some of these Arab awakening countries. And we're hoping that by moving them towards a more transparent, democratic rule of law approach, that this will reduce radicalization, because we know that a lot of those terrorists who arose in the past had chosen the path they had because of bad experiences that they'd had with repressive regimes. That was part of it. That's certainly not all of it, or even most of it. So that's one thing we've achieved. We've also this group has also, the Global Counterterrorism Forum has also elicited a pledge from the United Arab Emirates to host and create the world's first ever center of excellence on combating violent extremism. And this is vitally important. There is no single central place on the globe to go where government officials can get training on how to make programs that will not radicalize individuals, but will in fact diminish radicalization. And we view this as a place where officials, whether from police departments or education ministries or health ministries, any number of different kinds of government organizations will be able to go and learn more about what radicalization is, how it happens, and how they can avoid it. It's also a place that will host research, where there will be a lot of dialogue. We think it's going to make a really big contribution to dealing with this problem in the long-term framework, that is to say, really undermining the narrative of the violent extremist organizations.
And to work in a bureau like that, like yours, there might be people that want to transfer from other parts of government or maybe new federal employees. What kinds of skills and knowledges and abilities are you looking for?
Well, it was really gratifying that as soon as the bureau was announced, we all got lots of emails from people across the government and outside who are interested in working here. Like other bureaus in the State Department, we will continue to have a mix of foreign service officers and civil servants. And, you know, we're looking for a broad array of people with regional expertise, with expertise in capacity building, that is, in how to train different kinds of foreign personnel, people who are have a, you know, scholarly background, who are interested in how you counter violent extremism. And, of course, we'll just need some really talented bureaucrats who can help us make this succeed in a very large government.
And are there any special technological tools, such as social media, that you're equipping those people with?
Well, we're not equipping them right now with social media, although, our embassies around the world are using social media. But one of the really important developments that my office and now my bureau has been involved in is the creation of the Center for Strategic Counterterrorism Communications here at the State Department, which was created by executive order of the president, and which is an interagency operation that brings together many different agencies to work on online communications and video production that really undermines the narrative of our enemies. And this is a young undertaking. It's been going on for about a year, but it's making real headway, and we're integrally a part of this. And in fact, we just had our first steering committee meeting the other day, and I'm the vice chair of that, and we're very, very optimistic about where this is going.
And do you work with the Broadcasting Board of Governors in that regard?
We are. They are on the board of the steering committee of the CSCC, and that relationship is just starting to build. I think the important thing to note here, though, is that Secretary Clinton set out a vision in the Quadrennial Diplomacy and Development Report that really underscored the central place that diplomacy has in dealing with the phenomenon of violent extremism. And I think that there is broad agreement across the government that we're not going to get to where we want to be vis-a-vis the terrorist threat without a strategy that that encompasses both the kinetic side of things and the law enforcement efforts that have been so effective at taking terrorists off the street, and something that really reduces recruitment, because as long as they can continue to replenish their ranks, we're going to face a big threat. And that's why it's so important to undermine the ideology and to have capable partners. And that's really what we're all about.